brought to you by Penguin.
Passchendaele by Lynn MacDonald, read by Alison Dowling. To all the soldiers who served in the Ypres salient, and in particular, to the boys of the 13th Service Battalion, the Rifle Brigade, this book is dedicated in admiration and with love. The Salient. The aspect of a salient upon a map is familiar to most of us. It is a piece of ground projecting into the enemy lines and offering, therefore, peculiar disadvantages and dangers to the defenders. The Hun can shoot right across it. A salient is an awkward place, but how awkward none can realize fully unless he has tried the following experiment. The top of the Ypres salient is somewhere about the trenches in front of Y Wood. Place yourself at night in one of these ditches, moving with care so that the mud and water does not sluice over the top of your gum or thigh boots, assuming that you are fortunate enough to possess a pair, and turn your back for a moment upon the diligent Boche, who is in no doubt busily engaged in draining a lake behind his line into your temporary abode. Look at the salient. You will never get a better idea of its extent, for it is outlined with the very lights of which the enemy has so inexhaustible a store. To right and left of you, the lights stretch far into the distance, but it is not the distance which impresses you. It is the lack of distance. The short space between that light which has just gone up, far away on the right, and that light which has just fallen far away on the left. That little space, one might think it merely a few hundred yards, is the neck of the salient, and if the Boche gets through there from either side or from both sides at once, what hope have you and your pals and the thousands of men round Ypres? Now you know what a salient is. The Ypres Times, Volume 6, Number 1, January 1932. Author's Foreword. It is difficult to believe that 2017 marks the centenary of the Battle of Passchendaele, which, like the Somme, has haunted the minds of successive generations. But it is hardly surprising if this book reads like a novel, or even at times like a horror story. Please don't blame me. It is all true, or rather it is compiled from more than 600 true stories and eyewitness accounts of men and women who were there in the bloodbath of Ypres. Some of their experiences are reproduced in their own words as they were recorded. Many more are incorporated in the text, and the tiniest details have contributed to building up a picture of life as it was for the Tommies and Anzacs and Canucks who were at Ypres in that terrible summer and autumn of 1917. Writing this book was a straightforward task of compiling and interpreting their experiences in the light of the events which took place as the campaign unrolled. The facts were all there. There was no need for imagination to be brought to bear on them, for the events were beyond imagining. Although it has, of necessity, been compiled from the recollections of old people, this is a story about boys and young men and women, many still in their teens, who were snatched from a safe and circumscribed world, still basking in the afterglow of those Edwardian summers when God was still in his heaven and a third of the Atlas was firmly shaded in the pink of the British Empire. This is their story, faithfully recorded as they remember their experiences, their thoughts, feelings and conversations, and they remember them vividly. The experience of that great war could never be forgotten. Perhaps Bill Fowler, who was a stretch...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?